Hey guys, it's Lily here. I'm currently editing just this podcast episode, and really quickly before it starts for y'all, just wanted to explain, we talk about like recording this episode for YouTube because we literally had the tripod, the camera, everything set up, the whole podcast room, and we literally recorded this whole episode like in video format for you guys for YouTube, and turns out we had some technical difficulties, so that's not going to be happening this week. I'm so sorry, but we just wanted to really quickly tell you guys because there are several parts throughout this episode where we talk about like, I don't know, just like being on YouTube or whatever, and we didn't want to confuse you and have you guys think it's on YouTube. You know the whole drill, but I promise we're definitely going to be doing that. Stay tuned on our Instagram for like updates, but I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. It was our first one like back together, and it felt so good, and I feel like the vibes are just like so happy and cute, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome back to call me candid.
Oh, I feel weird with there like a camera and you're here.
I know, we're in person, like what the actual heck. I knew this was coming, but at the same time, you wonder, like, is it actually gonna happen?
I'm like, why is there no delay when you're talking to me right now? I'm actually, like, weirded out.
I know, it's so weird. But guys, like, we're here in person, and honestly, I, like, feel like every episode will be like this from now on. So, it's kind of exciting.
If you're watching the video format on the YouTube channel right now, we have the Call Me Candid neon sign behind us, but it's not hung up yet, but sneak peek.
But you can kind of see it. It's, like, kind of glowing. It's so dang cute. We opened it yesterday and I was like freaking out. It's like even cuter in person. So
no, I feel like you can't even see it on
video. I don't know if they can. What? Can you guys see it?
Y'all can tell us. I don't know. The camera's going to turn off halfway through. I'm going to have to run and get it. We're going to like fix our setup down the line.
Yeah, but we need to talk about our setup for a second. Like literally we just, I mean, it's honestly cute. Like the couch and the light are a vibe, but we had some issues. Like the original wall we were going to use has just like airplane wallpaper all over it.
Yes, this used to be a baby's room. And so the wallpaper's still on the wall. And the guy who applied it said he's not coming back until July. And everyone else is like, it's $250. I'm like, why?
Which seems ridiculous.
Yeah, how does that add up? But anyways, we have, what are these called? TV tray tables for like eating at the couch. Yes. They're really not
with like food on them.
Pretty, like, we're gonna up our setup soon, but for now, this is like the bare bones of it.
That's part of the fun of it, though. Like, you guys can watch us really upgrade. So whatever. I mean, this works for now. I'm just happy to be here.
I guess we should tell them why you're here, how you got here, you moved here. Like, what's that been like, Lily?
So I live here now, which is so weird. Oh my gosh, I'm not used to this table. It's like rocking. I hope the microphone's okay. I need to try not to like whack it. But I literally live here now with my husband. That's the next thing. I haven't even talked to them since I got married. Yeah. So that's weird. Like, I'm literally a wife now, and it's so, like, people keep asking me if I feel different. And it does feel different. Like, your relationship feels stronger. But I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I feel like I grew up in a weird way.
I know. I visited them at their apartment, and it's just,
like, big kids.
Yeah, it's weird because y'all are married and in an apartment, moving in together, all alone in a different state. And I feel like, especially the distance really makes you feel like, holy crap, I am a independent human being, and I can, like, go wherever I want, which is
so weird. Like, because we were living, a lot of you guys have asked me this, actually. It's confusing. I lived with Devin's family before I lived here. Like, I lived on my own, and then I moved in with them. It was, like, this whole thing. But I don't know. It's just different when you literally have no one living with you. Like, you literally have all of the freedom to do whatever. My favorite part is if, like, we're too lazy to do, like, a dish or something, you can just leave it. Like, no one's gonna say anything. And there's, like, weird just, like, little perks to living by yourself. And it's just been, like, amazing. And one of the weirdest things, though, was, like, obviously you see you and Ryan as a team. But, like, now it's so, it feels even more different. Like, I have to think about my husband and, like, what's best for him. Wow, and, like, making sure, like, I don't know, he's comfortable. And, like, I'm taking care of him and vice versa. It's, like, weird. It just feels, like, more of a unit now more than ever before. And it's really cool. Like, I can't wait for you to feel that.
Oh yeah, plus y'all are working on the business together now too. So does that, I feel like that hasn't set in yet.
No, it hasn't. Just because right now Dev is literally like a professional furniture builder. I swear, like that's all he does. Cause of course we went to IKEA. Cause like I actually low key really like IKEA. And obviously it's like cheaper. So we went there and we have so much to build. So he's like not really working.
I kind of like building furniture.
I know. I'm like, you need to come help. Like, I know. Dude, we have so much. So if you ever want to come over, I'll like get you dinner. I'm like, I'm good at it. I built like 3 tables for us pretty well. Yeah. But IKEA, that's part of it. Like, they'll not give you parts you need, or it's like made wrong and you like can't get the stuff in.
IKEA furniture I think is a different breed.
It's a way different breed. Like, in order for them to give those prices, they kind of I think give you some hardships. Like, it's just part of the payback. But yeah, Deb's been building furniture, so like we haven't really worked together too much. I'm kind of like in our office, quote unquote, like trying to work, but yeah, like we're adjusting.
Yeah, and that's also why we didn't record podcast for 2 weeks. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Dude,
but
we didn't say anything.
Yeah,
we like went silent.
Yeah, kind of sorry about that, guys. Yeah, but
that will happen again.
There are just a lot of reasons all at once, so it kind of made it justifiable to us because we were
there was so much going on in personal lives, in the world, and just like she asked me to record right before we moved, and I was like, girl, can we just skip? Like, I was
no, I was so nervous because I don't know what I was doing. I just remember feeling really stressed out, and we've never, like, I don't know, it's weird with our relationship because I've never had a business that relies on another person as well. So I feel really guilty if I am too busy, or like I keep pushing back the podcast, and you feel like a lot of guilt from that, and you don't want to be that
person. You don't need to feel that though, like with me. Like, I'm not gonna get mad. Like, I mean, I don't want to keep skipping. Like, if we keep skipping, because I feel weird. I hate that we missed too. I know you guys understand, but like, I don't want to do that, obviously, just because I want you guys to like trust us that we're gonna like obviously put out content. So I feel like because we're in person, we're gonna be like bomb about it. But at the same time, you also have to like listen to your mind, and like I just felt really stressed out with moving. You were stressed too, so like, do you guys want us to like throw together like a stressed out
I feel like people can tell too. So that was the first week they were just getting ready to move, and then the second week we were just kind of giving peace and respect to the Black Lives Matter movement, because we are aware that we're pretty ignorant, I feel like, and this has been like a stepping stone for learning for us, and I feel like we wanted to amplify voices that were actually educated. And not to say that we're not going to use our own voices, like we did use our platform.
And we became more educated too throughout that week. Like, I think a lot of people were taking that time to literally like learn, dude. Like, I know that I'm privileged, and I definitely did not realize like the half of it, which really embarrasses me. But I'm happy to say I feel so much just, I mean, we're never going to really understand, but I do feel like I'm walking away from this like ready to fight for more people and just make a change, dude.
It's so crazy because my cousin growing up was always like the only one talking about racism. And in my head, I mean, I know that Texas is a little bit more diverse, and the school I went to was diverse, so I had personally never experienced it, whereas like she's also half Asian and said that she had experienced it. And to me, not that I didn't believe her, but I was just kind of shocked. I was like, what do you mean? Like, everyone just loves everyone. And it's a very like ignorance is bliss mindset, which is just incorrect. But it's now one of those things where like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Like, once you learn, you just, it opens your eyes so
and you notice it more. Like, I've even almost, I mean, I've not experienced anything crazy, you know, since last week, but I almost pick up on like little social things that I kind of was oblivious to before. And I'm hoping that that's amplified for everyone like right now. And I literally hope that racism and all of this is like a thing of the past, dude. Like,
I
hope our generation can be the ones to like truly change it.
Yeah, we really are like a chapter in the textbook.
I love when you said that.
Yeah, it feels like so weird. It's literally going to have a headline that says coronavirus, and right underneath it, it's going to say Black Lives Matter.
Corona felt freaking crazy. Like, I know it's still going on. Like, I mean, is Texas in phase two?
I think we're phase two. I
don't even know.
It feels weird here because we feel pretty open. It's not like super open. Like, there's still restrictions and guidelines, but.
And we also aren't like downtown and like in all the craziness. But I will say, like, it still feels weird. Like, even though you can go out with like your mask on or whatever, it just, I feel like after this, the world will be different. Like, I feel like we'll give people more space. I think I'll be more honestly aware of even like washing my hands more. Like, not to say I didn't, like, guys, I wash my hands, but I don't know, like, when you walk in from the grocery store, like, wash them right away, or be mindful of putting your grocery bags on the counter if you're not going to wipe it down. Like, I don't know, I just feel like in the past few months, us humans have been through so much stuff that this is going to teach us.
And I'm also like so much more grateful for little things like working out.
Facts, girl.
Oh my gosh, I missed working out so much.
For a second.
Oh yeah. Yes. Wait. Okay. This is a huge change for Lily. Dude. So we go to a tiny little CrossFit gym. So don't worry about anything. Like, it's literally so small.
It's all our friends.
Yeah, and it's like the people we quarantine with. It's not like we're going to like a big gym or anything. But Lily decided to try CrossFit because honestly, every day, like even on the podcast, I was like, when Lily moves here, she's going to go to CrossFit.
I knew I had to eventually, but no, the best part is Devin, I wish he was in here right now just to talk about this. Guys, we roll up to Haley's house at night on what, Thursday night?
Yep.
They literally had us up Friday morning doing CrossFit. Guys, we had been in the car for 20 hours. I had no water. Like I'd only eaten gas station snacks. Like my body felt like junk. And here we are like rolling up to CrossFit for the first time. Hardest workout too. Like that was a freaking hard workout.
Yeah. So the thing is with CrossFit is that it's just, it's a different type of workout. Like I've tried a lot of different things and yes, they make you tired, but
Chloe Ting's workouts don't got anything on CrossFit. I'm sorry. Like I love her. She's awesome, but no.
Because CrossFit is also technical as well. So it's not just like, oh, they're having you run so far. It's also like you're figuring out how to hold a barbell in your hands and then lift it. Because I feel like you do YouTube workouts and you use weights, but a barbell is a whole nother beast because it feels very masculine and like barbaric.
What were we doing today? Like snatch pull or
pull.
Yeah. Was that it?
Okay. Yeah. That was
like doing, I don't know if you guys know what that is. You should look it up or we need to like put a video of us like doing
it.
But it is so unnatural to like pull up your shoulders like that. I just felt very weird. Like people looking at me would be like, what is she doing? But at the same time, we're all doing the same thing.
That's the funny part watching you learn because I'm seeing you go through all the emotions I went through because when they teach you, they break down the movement and whenever you break it down, it looks very unnatural, but you're supposed to learn it that way. And I, like the same thing was like, oh, it's gonna look so weird, like people are gonna look at me, but what you don't realize is like we do that every single day in CrossFit and so it's only weird to you because like you've never done it before but then once you get good at it, it's addicting because you're like, it's just so cool to like feel powerful in a way because
I told Dev, I feel stronger.
Yeah,
I know it's been two times. It's not about I'm physically stronger, it's the fact that I feel confident too. And mentally stronger
because you're doing things that you would look at someone and think I could never do that. Mm-hmm. And when they teach it to you and you start with like a PVC pipe and then you go up to a baby bar and then a women's bar and you start adding weights on the side and all of a sudden you look like a freaking bodybuilder and you're like, wait, how did I get here?
That's what I was telling our coach this morning. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I had a voice crack. But I was just saying how it's so cool how if I was in Dev's basement, like my old workout like stuff, I would have stopped, you know, like I wouldn't keep pushing myself the way you get pushed in like a class CrossFit environment. Like you really don't have a choice. And of course, if you feel sick, like that's a whole other story. But there's something different when you're like all doing it together and like pushing through. So I'm like addicted. I think it's really fun.
Yeah. And it's, I love the environment too, because I used to go to one of those bigger gyms that's
It's not for me.
Yeah. And the air, like aura there is very ego driven and people are not okay with like grunting because they're, or I mean they can be grunting but in like a weird way, not like I'm actually working hard way. And people are like trying to be chill, like lift heavy weights but like not make any noise and not sweat and like play it cool on their phone, whereas at CrossFit it's like
all like an image thing at gyms like that, in my opinion.
But at CrossFit it's like you're there to literally die and like
no one cares.
Lay your life out on the line because you're going so hard and everyone's like, oh yeah, and like people are like clapping.
I know, and you like push each other, guys. Like it's so, I've only been twice, but like Devin even feels the same way. Like it's just really fun, like and it's better. Like for example, we went at we went at 7:15 this morning. And like I hadn't woken up recently, but it's different when you know like your friends are gonna be there. And like how embarrassing would it be like if Devin and I are sleeping? I was like, no, I'm getting my butt out of bed and I'm like going to CrossFit. So you guys will hear probably a lot about like our journeys with that, but I'm really excited. Like I don't know. There's someone on Instagram, Joan Kemp. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but she's a beast, a CrossFit beast.
She's our inspo right now.
She is literally my inspo.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited.
And speaking of CrossFit, I don't know how many people watching this are like CrossFitters or in that world, but there actually was a bit of drama.
Yes.
Because the CEO of CrossFit tweeted something that was very insensitive to the Black Lives Movement. Yeah.
How can you be the CEO of CrossFit? Like, is CrossFit like a...
invented it.
Okay, he invented CrossFit. Like, how do you invent CrossFit, though? Like, just the layout of it, or...
I do not know the history of it. I know that he was doing some sort of workout routine, and then he was like, oh, we need to add this.
They just caught on to people.
Yeah, and so he made it for, like, functional movement, because he noticed at gyms that people could lift a lot of weight, but they weren't mobile.
Yes.
And so, like, in real life, it just didn't really make any sense. And so he made this whole thing, and I don't really know the history of it, but... basically, I think his name is Greg Glassman.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
He said something really insensitive on Twitter. And so,
dude,
it's just, it's kind of hard to explain, but like every gym that says CrossFit, they have to be paying CrossFit to say that. And so a bunch of gyms were like, okay, we're going to disassociate from CrossFit completely.
Because you don't want that to ruin your gym. You don't feel that way. You
yeah, know exactly. Like,
they didn't say those things. And right. So that would be such a weird position to be in.
Like, yeah. And so for a second, the whole CrossFit community was like, wait, what is happening?
It's because, like, gone.
Yeah. It's some people's careers to train to go to the CrossFit Games, which is like basically mm-hmm. the Olympics of CrossFit. And people make their living there. Like if yeah. you get number one, you can win $250,000. And people That's train so for cool. that.
That's going to be us.
For years. Yeah. Guys, yeah, for us. Sure. It's like the top one from the U.S. goes. No. Can you imagine?
No. Us little call me candid gals. I'm like.
But it's cool because even though we will never go to the CrossFit no. Games, there are like other divisions of
okay.
smaller okay. little competitions that you can yeah. do. And maybe we can do one of those scaled little competitions one day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shoot for the stars, you know?
I'm not going to say we can't. That's the thing. You never know. And that's. Like, I know we keep talking about this, but it's honestly bigger than working out. It's just, like, mental. Like,
yeah.
it really goes to show anything you want to do, like, whether it's, like, a side hustle or whatever in the entire world. Like, mm-hmm. if you literally, like, take the steps to do it, like, you never freaking know what can happen.
Yeah. I was just talking about this yesterday with Ryan, how so much is mental.
So much.
Like, the fact that you can watch videos of CrossFit and you would probably look at that and be like, I could never do that. Like, even you probably thought that two days ago.
Guys, I was... genuinely, like, I didn't even tell you, like, I was so nervous to go, like, yeah. felt a little sick, like, really scared, because when I visited you, I mean, I came, like, three times, like, back to back or whatever, and, like, one of the times you're like, we need to go to CrossFit, and I didn't have shoes, like, that's the truth, but I was really scared to mm-hmm. go, like, there was just something really intimidating about it.
Yeah, it is super intimidating, but with everything, like, starting a business is so intimidating.
I know, and you just have to go.
Yeah, and then you pick up a little bar, and they show you the first move, and then they show you the second move, and the third move, and that's, like, very similar with business, too, you know, you don't know how to make a clothing line, but first you draw a picture, and then you do some emails. Yeah, and it's just, like, slowly by slowly you can start lifting these doing these Olympic lifts or like have an entire business. And I feel like, I don't know how you were with your business, but with mine I was just like, one day I was like, I want to make a clothing line, and then I figured out the steps from there. But it's not like I went to school.
Google.
It's not like
Google and YouTube. Like, I think there's something very humbling about sucking at something too.
Oh yeah, that's what is fun to me about CrossFit, the fact that there are an endless amount of things that I can be working on, and even if I were to get like a pull-up or a gymnastics mm-hmm. move in CrossFit, I'm still not anywhere near like the prescribed weight.
No,
so there's so much growth to be had, and I feel like I'm lacking that with like YouTube videos. Like mm-hmm. I've been editing this not the same way, like I switch it up, but like there's only so much you can learn.
You mean,
and then the podcast is great because it's new and fun to
that
us.
That is another thing that not saying we suck at it, but like in a way, like we're babies.
I mean, look at our setup. Like
we kind of suck at it.
This is us literally taking the first step at like video form podcast.
Hopefully this can inspire like everyone listening or watching, like whatever, because seriously, like we keep saying, you have to start somewhere. And okay, does sucking at something though make you uncomfortable or no? Like you soak it in.
It depends on it, because I get uncomfortable, but if I love it, then I don't mind
you
it.
Don't care.
Because there are some things where I suck at it and I'm like, okay, I literally don't want to even think about that thing ever again.
Yes, I'm like that too with stuff.
Yeah. But with CrossFit, it was like I sucked so bad,
like,
but I loved it. Yeah.
Like, I'm never doing it again.
We're just forcing Lily to do like all the sports we
I'm
do.
I'm trying
here.
So hard, guys. I'm not even like a girly girl in the sense that I don't want to do that stuff. I'm just not coordinated like at all. Like I did dance and stuff, and I did golf, which that's kind of like a harder thing.
I feel like you are coordinated.
I just need to have more confidence. I like kind of
really
play myself down a little bit.
Because Lily walked into CrossFit and I could tell you were nervous because you were just like
terrified.
Talking about like how you wouldn't be able to do anything, and I was like yeah like she'll be fine. We start doing the warm-up and she's literally doing it better than me, and I was like, Lily, I know you have the coordination, you have this, you have more strength than you realize.
I do
And so it's just, it really is a mindset thing.
It is. And that's where Devin and I, we used to do like these little YouTube videos, like Pamela Rife abs workout. Guys, if you need a good workout, do her six-pack abs. But him and I, it like at the beginning, we couldn't finish it. And then I told myself one day, I was like, Lily, you're never just going to stop a workout ever again. Mm-hmm. You're literally going to do it. I don't care what you think, Lily. Like, you're freaking going to power through. And I feel like that's how I'm trying to view a lot of things right now in life in general. Yeah. Just like, even stuff with the shop. Like, mm-hmm. dude, right now, I don't even know how to do half the junk we're doing right now. Like, we're switching to shipping, you know, company. And it's so weird. And I have, like, a massive to-do list. But I'm like, okay, girl, you're doing this today no matter what. And you're going to learn. And it's humbling. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's good.
And with y'all moving, too.
Yeah.
Like, at some point.
Life feels like a dream right now. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's going to sink in. Like, I haven't cried since being here. I thought I would just because I would miss, like, my family. Not in a bad way. Like, oh, my gosh, I hate it here. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But my family's all back home. And that's weird. Like, yeah. I've never been this far from, like, anyone. But I haven't cried or anything. And I told Devin, I was like, I feel like in a few weeks it'll sink in. And I love it here already. Like, that's not me saying I don't. But it's just a big change. And, like, being married and, like, have you gone through a phase where it's, like, so much change? I guess when you moved here, that was probably kind of crazy.
I feel like I went through a period of so much change for, like, 2 years. But really? It was, everything was just happening so fast. And I was always focusing on YouTube. So it just didn't.
You almost, like, turned a blind eye to, like, you were just nothing ever hyper-focused.
Yeah, like, even the house, I sometimes will just stand outside of it. And I'm like, what the heck? This is weird.
I think about that, like, for you.
I still,
here.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, you guys, like, have furnished this place. And, like, you've done mm-hmm. so much work even in this house. I'm like, does Haley realize, like, this is awesome?
I think I'm almost scared to let stuff like that settle in because I don't want to settle. Like, I want to just keep running. And I really enjoy my life. Like, I really feel like I got to the point where I would stop stressing out about work and just, like, spend time with my friends and family on the weekends.
I feel like even, so I've only known you since December we met. And I don't know.
That's so crazy. That's, like, it's still so weird to think about. Even this is, like, such a whirlwind.
I like,
too.
What is life right now? I don't know, guys. But I feel like even since I met you, you're way more chill with, like, work stuff. Yeah, I actually think so. Because even, like, I don't know, you guys are, like, playing games and, like, mm-hmm. going to do more stuff. And, like, I mean, I wasn't here with you back when we met. But, like, I don't know. I feel like you were still more, like, work-driven. Also, mm-hmm. you were doing Vlogmas, though.
I was going to say December is literally the most workaholic YouTubers get. So.
Which is kind of sad because Christmas is,
like, very true.
The greatest time. Like, I even thought about that with my shop, too. Like, Christmas orders and, like, Black Friday, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy. And it's kind of ironic how that is. Mm-hmm. So,
I remember feeling super weird, like, at the beginning of this year, too, because you work so hard in Q4, which is, like, the last quarter, because the first quarter of the year is so slow, but then it's also the quarter that people expect you to, like, start smashing your goals out.
Yeah.
And you're like, but why? I just worked so hard, and, like, I don't have any energy, and there's nothing really to do, you know?
That's when you outsource, guys.
Yeah, thank goodness you don't have to ship anymore. I know. I'm so excited. When does that, like, fully happen?
When I get products, so it's, like, kind of on my end. So, like, I've been ordering products. So we've had some little loopholes to, like, jump. Okay, for example, you know, like, SKU codes and stuff?
Yes.
I used none, like, before. Because I had everything in my basement. Like, I don't need a SKU code. I know what everything is. But when you have people handpicking your orders, they don't know your inventory. So, like, they need barcodes and, like, SKU codes.
You're like, it's the God is good sticker in,
like,
black.
It's very easy. Like, it has stars on it. No, but, like, if you think about it, it makes sense. And I've researched all about, like, SKU and stuff. And basically, it was saying if you don't use them, like, you suck in a way. Like, I just needed to grow up, you know? Like, I feel like for me, I get very content in my ways. Like, I knew how to do my business, but I'm not good at explaining my business to other people. And, like, I don't know, I'm not professional, which I like that I'm not. But at the same time, like, we need to get things going. Like, the shop's growing, and that's awesome. So,
yeah, I feel like they would take care of that, though, right?
No, because it's my website. So, like, I have to put SKUs on my website. Like, they're not running everything
for
me.
So, are you just, like, SKU 1, 2, 3?
No, or, like, so SKUs are weird. Like, for example,
I'm gonna move this, sorry.
No, you're good. Okay. Apparel is, of course, you, like, noticed that. My tech girl over here. Like, we for apparel did 01, and if it's, like, prints, 02. Like, and then you break it down by, like, other things. So, like, for example, like, 01, TS for t-shirt. And then the design, maybe Dancing Queen, DD, the color of it, W. Like, you break it down into categories, like subcategories.
Dang.
And, like, I have to figure out how to make barcodes. How the heck do I make barcodes? Like,
so this is where Devin comes in, right?
Hopefully, but he's been building furniture. So, because yeah. I want him to build furniture, like, really bad.
Okay,
so
I'll come over. I'm trying to learn. Devin and I and Ryan and some crew members can build some furniture.
I guess so. Because I'm over here so anxious in a way. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm good, guys. But in a way, I'm anxious because the shop's been closed for weeks now. And inventory takes weeks to get. So, like, I just don't want to be sitting here, like, basically without a job, quote, unquote. Like, I don't know. Like, my shop
watch
is my living.
Watch the ads on our podcast.
Yes, watch the ads.
I'm going to get back to what you're talking about.
No, we're good. Yeah.
But we haven't made a single penny off of this podcast yet. Nothing. We're, like, 20 episodes.
Can you tell?
But anyways.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, it's been different. Like, it's really weird not shipping, and it's really weird learning all these new things, and I'm getting there, but I'm just not techie with that stuff, and that's when I'm like, hey, it would be so nice to outsource even more, but
yeah,
I don't think we're there, so eventually Devin can really help, and, like, we're trying to do YouTube more, so yes. Devin's gonna, like, edit. I think he's editing right now out there.
Oh, yeah, because you vlogged the other day, right?
Oh, so it cute. Might not be good. We'll see.
People, like, love moving vlogs, though.
Yeah,
so.
It's very just, like, chill. I need to do... It's like empty apartment tours of things. People asked for it. And I'm like, dang, I should do that.
Even I want one, and I already saw your apartment. Yeah. Like, I love those tours.
I can do that. Is it okay that I have some stuff in it?
Yeah.
Like, people just want to, like, kind of raw, like, just see it.
Yeah.
I need to do that because I feel like I don't want to go on, like, Instagram and be like, here's my whole apartment, like, walk through. So I feel like that's good.
Did they fix your floors yet?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
guys,
that's good.
You heard it, right?
Wait.
Kind of?
Maybe. Yes, I did heard it. It was... I mean, it didn't bother me because I did it for, like, 2 seconds, but I'm sure if I lived there, it would bother me.
So, you know what? I actually, it did not bother me much at first. Let me tell them. So, you know bubble wrap when you, like, pop it? It literally sounded like that every time you took a step.
It was pretty bad.
They're hardwoods. They're laminate. And literally, it was so bad. And it was, like, we got there first time. I was like, this place is great. Walk in the living room. It's, like popping.
There were some bumps in the road. Like, your washer and dryer wasn't plugged in.
Yes, we really like our apartment complex. We had some issues, but I think now we're good. So, and maintenance came right away. They got stuff fixed right away. Like, that's important. But I did not even care about the popping at first. What made me care is I went into the leasing office, and she was like, oh, you should just hear what it sounds like for the people below you. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said that it just sounds like just like scratching.
Oh, no.
So I got really self-conscious that the people below us would be like, what the heck is that noise?
Yeah.
She said it sounded like mice, almost like just running, like really weird.
Well,
like,
that's
great.
Their fault.
I know, but I feel bad. So I don't want my, like, people below us to hate us. We're like brand new here. And I'm like,
sorry, I just won't walk around in my new apartment.
Yeah. So I didn't even care at first. But then when she said that, Devin was like, girl, you've been so anxious. Because I felt so bad for the people below us. I, like, wanted to leave a note and be like, I promise it's getting fixed. Even our trash people, so we have, like, the valet trash.
Mm-hmm.
When you move, you have so much trash and cardboard.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You feel so annoying.
Yes, but I didn't even think I could leave it all out. So I, like, wanted to leave them candy. So I might, like, go to Target and buy them little things because each night I have so much junk for them.
That's
and
so
I feel
cute.
Bad. But they've been great. Apartment living's different, though. Like, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, do you guys like it?
I do. But it's definitely different. Like, I just don't like having to be mindful of, like, my sound and stuff. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm, like, dancing or, like, doing weird stuff. And, like, I just care so much about the people below us that I'm, like, tiptoeing around my house. And that's where Devin's like, Lily, we live here. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, same. I would be more like, I mean, can they really hear us? I always push the line
so
with
weird.
That a little bit.
I'm so weird. But, I mean, I like it. I think we'll definitely, like, a goal is to have a house within, like, soonish. Like, not super soon, but, like, 2 years or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I do like it, and it's just fun being with Devin. He's never lived by himself, so
yeah,
that's
y'all literally. He went from living at home with his parents to graduating college to getting married to moving to a different state.
Poor dude, man. No, not actually. He's happy, but that's a lot. Like, of this change. And
oh, we didn't even talk about the fact that I met Devin finally.
That's
all we would talk about in the podcast is like how I had never
Love
met him
Devin.
Before.
Yeah,
I feel like he's exactly what I thought he would
really?
Be like. Yeah, because
you guys don't know him yet either, though.
Okay, I know that. I can tell because, like, I've had friends with similar personalities where I'm like, I know you're being yourself, but not fully yet.
No, he's not.
Which is like, you can't expect people to be them
fully
themselves.
He doesn't listen to this,
yet.
So I can, like, say whatever. But basically, with Dev, you gotta peel the layers. He's super nice. Like, he's not mean,
okay,
right? Like, very nice person.
I like him because I'm the exact same way.
You are totally that way.
And
you're still like that. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like. With
I'm just very open. Like, I'm like, Yeah. And you're not. Like, we've talked about that before. So even, like, you and him remind me of each other in ways.
Oh,
low
that's
key.
Why we're friends.
Yeah, that's why.
And maybe you remind me of Ryan. Actually, it actually kind of does make sense. Because
he's pretty, like,
Ryan is super open out the gate. Like, shows everyone his personality. Whereas
that's true.
For me, with certain people, like, I can tell that we're going to click. So I'm just open right away, like, kind of, like, with you. But then there's other people, it takes me months. And then, like, I might not even ever fully get to that point. So
that's kind of dead. I think... Also, for us, we're in a different situation. It's funny because, like, you guys are obviously so welcoming, like, all of your friends. But it is weird when you're, like, the new people.
Oh, yeah,
I bet. Feels still a little weird because, like, even, like, I don't know, at CrossFit, like, everyone's talking and we're, like, we don't really know what you're talking about yet. And, like, there are, like, little things. Like, guys, they're not, like, so sweet. Like, they don't make us feel weird. Like, that's not what I'm trying to say. But, like, when you're the new person, it just feels different. So I kind of feel for him. Like, I feel really comfortable because that's my personality. And, like, I already knew. Like, I'd met a lot of them.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just different being, like, the only person. You're, like, what can I say? What can I say? Like, are they going to think I'm funny? Are they not?
I'll give you a hint. Especially at CrossFit, they are usually talking about Ryan's YouTube videos.
Okay.
Because
like
we...
work stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we still haven't fully ever explained this. But basically, we have an office house.
So cool.
And Ryan's employees live there. And we say employees because that is a technical term, but we're all just friends.
Literally friends.
Okay. It stopped recording, so I need to go there.
It literally just happened.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I knew right at 30 minutes I was going to do that. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. The whole setup almost dropped.
Okay, turn back the camera on. So so we have this office house, and Ryan's employees live there, as well as, like, it's also where we work. Like, it's a house that is also an office, but they are our friends.
It's, like, honestly so cool. It's, like, a collaborative little house. Like, yeah, I just like it.
Yeah, and so that's who we, like, quarantine with, and that's why we're with people, and it looks strange to people, but, like, we quarantine with them. Like, they live at the same house, and they also work out of it, and so that's who goes to CrossFit. So a lot of the time, like, Carter, he's usually talking about the logistics for the video that day,
yeah,
and that's why I usually don't even talk either. I just like stand there too, so we can talk. You can be my new friend, because it's mostly just like Ryan and his employees, who I'm also friends with, but they're not like from me, you know. So like, now you're with me.
No,
so
I
that's
know.
Awesome.
No, that makes sense though, because CrossFit's in the morning, like they're about to go to work. Like, do they have set work hours, or like, what's
not
the vibe?
Really, it's mostly just like wake up in the morning and work, and like Logan, who edits whenever he has to edit a video, like if he has to stay up late, he has to stay up late.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I mean, I guess we just make up our own
weird
schedule.
Hours, I like that though. I mean, that's obviously how, like, I feel like any entrepreneur, like, your life is just weird. Like,
especially
that's a luxury though.
When you have a team though, then you really have to get on a schedule, because you can't have three people relying on you and you just don't show up, or you don't make a schedule, and they're like, what do we do for work?
Yeah. That was an adjustment for you even. Like, it's weird. Like, having someone that doesn't know everything and, like, having to give them work to do. Like, I experienced that. We had interns for a hot minute, and then Corona happened. And I honestly, I don't know, it just kind of, like, fizzled, because I was doing all the computer work myself. And I just, because we couldn't see each other, that was just awkward.
Yeah.
But it's really hard trying to outsource things and,
it
like,
is
being
so
in that
hard.
Position. Yeah.
Yeah. And people give so much advice about how to build teams and who to hire, but honestly, and also another thing is, as a small business, if you don't like someone that you hire and you have to fire them, that is so much more awkward than working for a corporation.
Very
because
different.
Usually a corporation, like, doesn't even know your name.
They don't, you're
and
like a
just
number,
like,
to them.
Yeah,
they don't
budget
care.
Cut, but
unfortunately, I hate to say it, but it's true. Like,
yeah. And luckily, I've never, like, fired anyone. This is not talking from experience.
No,
but just saying, like, as a small business, like, if you hire interns and you pay them,
there's pressure. Yeah,
yeah.
It's scary.
And if you train them for months and months and it still doesn't work and you have to make that decision, that is so awkward, because they probably followed your Instagram.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, what if they, like, try and go to expose you?
That's what I, okay, dude, that's what I was about to say. Like, I've always thought about that. If we were ever to get, like, a team, oh my gosh, I keep hitting the mic.
And you'd also have to let them into your own apartment. Like,
well,
it's so personal.
Well, that is a no. Like, see, I'm funny about that. Like, not to say that anyone would, I don't know, you just have to be careful. Like, you just don't know people, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I would want probably an office type vibe. I don't know, unless I knew them. It's, like, a long thing. But I've always thought about that, how if they, like, didn't like you for any reason, they could just expose whatever.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what's kind of spooky with having your life on the internet, too, especially, like, for you. Like, you're all over the internet in, like, different ways that I'm not. But, like, It's weird.
Yeah. Weird. And obviously, I don't think any of us have anything to expose because we're generally good people.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But even like where you live or like, yeah, I don't know, exactly. People could like really, it's something I've thought about before.
But if you fire someone and they get super offended about it, they can say whatever they want and they're going to get views. They can make up stuff. Yeah, because they know it's going to get attention.
Yeah.
But that's not something we have to worry about, hopefully.
No, I don't think so. But it's just a distant thought in my mind. Yeah, when you have a business, like, you think about stuff like that. Like, I hate to say it, but, like, you just do. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to start your own business? It's really fun. Don't we make it sound really fun?
It is so fun. No, we talk about the positives, but there are, like, other things. You guys are, like, our BFFs. I feel like we just chat.
Or another scenario is, I don't know if you guys listened to the Call Her Daddy podcast, but that was, like, worldwide news of podcast drama.
You should talk about that because I kind of heard about it, and I still haven't listened. Or, like, yeah. I don't keep up with drama, guys. I know nothing, like, zero. So you should tell them.
Yeah, so this is interesting because we're about to have a network, and our whole deal is going to be very different from theirs. But basically, there's this podcast called Call Her Daddy.
Maybe don't listen to it.
It's super, like, X-rated.
Yeah. I just want to say that. Yeah. So you guys,
like,
know.
Don't stumble upon it and think that it's going to be similar to ours. No, it is the complete opposite of ours.
It's very different than ours. So if you, like, are down for, like, the raunchy kind of crazy humor, then you'll like it. But I just wanted to put a disclaimer out there so everyone's not just looking it up.
Yeah, but basically they are employees to Barstool Sports. So very different to how our podcast is going to work because we won't be employees to a network.
Are we seen as, like, almost, like, freelanced in their eyes or what?
I don't even know if it would be necessarily freelance because we're kind of just a podcast and then they have us as, like, they would be our host, sort of, to get us brand deals and to see our downloads and stuff like that.
I'm excited for that.
Can't wait to see who knows what our numbers are.
We don't know any of our numbers, guys. None.
We know how many listens we get. That's about it.
That's it. So I'm like, oh, we don't know.
But yeah, we wouldn't be employees. So the way that it worked with them was very interesting because they would be making, like, millions off of their merch and then they would be getting, like, 7% of it.
Aren't they, like, the number one podcast? Like, them and Joe Rogan go back and forth.
They're always, like, second to Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan can't be.
Yeah, he really can't be.
Imagine the Call Me Candid is up there with Joe Rogan. Go rate and review.
Do it.
But basically, they did not like their contract because they were employees and they knew the value of their podcast. Like, their podcast was probably...
They're unstoppable.
And a lot of people are upset because they said that they were getting paid $500,000 a year, which is insane for a podcast. And both of them were making that. And so people were like, why were they shopping around looking for other places? But what you don't realize is when you are a number two podcast in the world, they could
make
probably
way more than that.
Yeah. Barstool Sports said they were losing like 100K per episode. So when you see it like that, you're like, oh, 500K a year kind
for
of
the
is
people
upsetting.
That are the face of it too.
Yeah, like, exactly. They're like, literally it's their the content. Face. She would do the editing.
If they're not funny, okay, well, that's not good. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's literally all them. So to think that they were set on like a salary blows my mind because the podcast probably does better. Like, I feel like most stuff exponentially goes up. Yeah. Like, was that their starting salary?
No, their starting salary was actually like 70,000 and then it got up to 500,000 with merch and bonuses and all that sort of stuff, crazy. Which how do you even calculate bonuses that? It doesn't make any sense. So I would be upset too if I was in that position, but it basically got really messy. And Sophia, which is one of the co-hosts, her boyfriend, who is kind of in the business world, was trying to help them shop around their podcast to different networks, and that got really messy. And it was kind of the scenario.
Can you just up
of,
and leave Barstool though?
No, they were in a contract.
Yeah.
So it was kind of the scenario where it was like this girl was getting told things by her boyfriend, and then Alex is on the side with no boyfriend, just wanting what's best for the podcast. And I don't want to sound biased because we still don't even like fully know Sophia's side.
No, I don't know anything about any of it.
But
you're like my news source.
The conclusion was that Alex had to do the podcast alone because Sophia was unwilling to take the final contract with Barstool. And
I didn't know she was unwilling to take it. I didn't know if they started to fight and so she just left.
Yeah, so this is the part where it gets messy.
Yeah.
It's kind of from Sophia's end, she says that Alex was going behind her back telling Barstool, like, oh, I wanted to stay. And Sophia thought that they were on the same page, whereas Alex says that Sophia and her boyfriend were stopping at nothing until they were going to leave Barstool. But if they were to do that, they would have to get rid of Call Her Daddy, all of the things that they say. They literally speak a different language on their podcast. Like, they have so many of these terms and slangs that they would never be able to say again. So that's literally compromising the entirety of your brand. If we had to start a completely new idea and like a new Vogue, like all of that, it's just not worth it. And so from that point of view, Alex was like, I will take any contract to keep this, but Sophia wasn't willing. And so that's what how it ended up, that it was just her now doing the podcast.
That is weird though, that it's just her, because I've like heard, I guess, like snippets, like I've seen like little videos, and they're very like much a dynamic duo. Like, just to think that she has to talk about all of that by herself, and like you don't have anyone to bounce off of, like, can you imagine recording this by yourself? It'd be way different.
Now she's having guests on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But every guest is different. And so sometimes you'll like the guests and sometimes you won't. So there's a lot of mixed reviews.
But some people, like they just liked the original Call Her Daddy, you know?
So I'm still curious if they're going to work out something to get Sophia back, because I think everyone would be really happy if they did.
Oh, it would probably like up everything.
Yeah, but it's also like an actual real life friendship that has been broken, so it's not like it's that's just for the different. Show you know. But yeah, that's a little bit about business. You can get exposed by your employees, or you can break up an entire friends and business relationships. So
we're not gonna have that happen, guys. Like, no.
I mean, I can't imagine why we would do that. But
same, it's just, I mean, you have to think about stuff like that, I guess, at the end of the day. We covered, like, so many different topics. This is funny. Like, we talked about moving and then that. Like, I just feel like we've covered a wide range.
Yeah, this has been a true life update after 2 weeks of not posting and our first YouTube video, so.
I know. I got dressed up for this, guys.
Not me. I took a nap right before.
She literally was sleeping when I came over.
Yeah, I was not having it.
I did not shower after CrossFit. I wore this, guys, so this is like a little top, crop top sports bra thing, and I literally wore it to CrossFit this morning. I like, with the floors, they did them and I couldn't go anywhere. I was stuck in my room.
Oh, in the apartment?
Yeah, so like I didn't have time to shower anything. I couldn't eat food. It was like the weirdest situation, so I threw on a hat and I'm wearing this. But hey,
oh my gosh, we have to read it. A review.
Yes, we do.
I can read it if you want, or you can do it.
I have to cough. Yep.
Something on that I've noticed about the Call Her Daddy podcast is people will leave reviews as if they're commenting on a YouTube video. So there's just constant ones like on episodes and stuff like that.
Can you leave a few reviews on a podcast?
You can leave as many as you want. Like after every episode, you could leave a review as if it's a comment on that particular episode. So if you want to do that, that's probably why they're number two.
You could comment like a goal you have or like whatever. Just comment, guys. I didn't know that. Or I guess rate and review is what I mean. I don't know how any of those algorithms work. Like, we know that the more reviews you have, like, the more boosted up you are.
Well, it's kind of rigged, I think, because you can have
probably
a whole bunch of different listens, but if someone has more rating and reviews, then they go up in the rankings. So just give us 5 stars every time you listen and leave a little review as a comment. But this one says, straight up ballers. This is from Charlotte.
I love that, Charlotte.
She says, Lily and Haley are straight up ballers. They are so inspirational and open and realize/recognize that people can have goals and be motivated, and they can also be sad and out of it. Aww. I swear they are just golden. Highly recommend.
I've never been called a baller before.
Me neither.
I love that.
I don't know if that's an appropriate title for us, because I don't feel like one, but
I don't feel like one, but I appreciate your review. That was like really sweet.
Yeah, we're at 4,200 ratings.
That's pretty epic,
so
dude.
Let's go get to 10,000 ratings, guys.
Are we ranked on the charts and like the little charts?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
I don't know either. We were, like, when I checked recently, and it's funny because we're under business, and like obviously we talk about business stuff, but then we talk about CrossFit and like random stuff. So it's just funny to like see our little logo on there. Like, I'm proud of us, don't get me wrong. It just makes me like smile.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this. I think it's gonna be so fun being in person. I feel like it's way more conversational. I don't know
so
if you noticed
more.
That.
Yeah.
That's a way different vibe than FaceTime.
Yeah, because we would have to, like, reset, and I didn't hear what you said.
It was weird.
I'm talking over you.
And it's just, like, not, like, awkward, but
it kind of
like,
was awkward.
Like, I'm just chilling, talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, a very different vibe.
Just
so
flows.
I'm excited.
But
and
anyways,
you guys can just see us.
Thanks for listening,
you're
guys.
Watching out here. Yes, we need to tell them to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to Call Me Candid.
Can it be called? We haven't even made it yet. I'm like,
we're about to make it right after we end
this. Yeah, we need to make that. So we'll put a swipe up. Can we? Yeah, we can do swipe ups.
Yeah.
I always forget we can on our Instagram.
We hit 20K on the Instagram.
guys. That's pretty crazy.
I feel like that's abnormal. Like, me I feel too. Like that's cool.
Me, like, very cool. So yeah. Thank you so much. And we're going to post a lot more on there. Like, now that I'm here, mm-hmm. we'll do more shoots and, like,
we uploaded our first in-person picture, which is epic.
Did you read comments? People were freaking sweet. Aww. It was really cute. Yeah. We love you guys. Anyways, we just talked about, like, 50,000 different things. But basically, we love you. We're super excited. Just, like, really go hard in the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See you guys later.
Hope
bye.
You guys are having a great day.